This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is the Morning Run with Shazana Chuang and Philip. Let's get a quick update of how the bursa is looking like at 9:20 this morning.
Well, more gains for the benchmark, now up by 0.2% to 1537. Genentech is still in play, down 92 cents, 92% to 318 on the back of a 12-into-1 bonus issue, split, i.e., and of course, Artronic still down 17% to 52.5, and Eastland Equity actually up by 53% to 11.5.
Okay, so we are turning our attention now to the Malaysian property sector, which witnessed better days in 2021 compared to 2020, thanks to greater relaxation of movement restrictions. However, the wish of many property players to extend the home ownership campaign was not granted in Budget 2022.
This initiative by the government to stimulate the housing sector began in June 2020 and lasted till 31st December 2021. So is it clear skies ahead for the real estate sector, and is property still a safe cushion against inflation?
For an outlook on the property, we speak to Loong Kok Wen, Head of Regional Property Sector at RHB Research Institute. Kok Wen, good morning. Thanks as always for joining us. How did the property sector perform in 2021? Could you give us a picture of how sales were last year?
Yeah, it was another lackluster year for property in 2021. You know, the country was plagued by the COVID-19 pandemic, resulting in a protracted lockdown in various phases since early last year. And the whole country was in a full lockdown in June to August. So apart from this, you know, political turmoil that emerged in August also dampened the market sentiment further. Overall, the sector's performance was largely flat last year. The KL property index fell by 4.2% versus KLCI's negative 3.7%. We saw a short rally in October for the sector that was primarily due to the market expectations of, you know, some goodies to be announced in Budget 2022. But, you know, the disappointment of which led to an immediate sharp share price correction. In terms of property sales, 2021 actually did quite well. The growth was around 70% year-on-year based on the numbers released so far, compared to a contraction of 16.4% in 2020. I guess, you know, this is largely because developers were better prepared in 2021, you know, with all the digital platforms, etc., compared to 2020 when lockdown was first imposed.
And what are your expectations on property sales and performance in 2022? What risks remain in the year ahead?
2022, we expect property sales to possibly grow by another, you know, low teens, say 10-15% this year, given the higher base in 2021. 2021, you know, property sales growth, like I mentioned, was around 70% year-on-year. And we think, you know, sales in first quarter this year will likely be weak as the government did not announce the extension of the home ownership campaign, which was widely anticipated previously. The other potential negative headwinds that may hinder the continued recovery in property sales as well as earnings are, you know, a resurgence of COVID-19 daily infection cases, or rather, you know, emergence of new variants, building material prices staying at high levels, a potential overhang among property stocks ahead of the next general election, and lastly, earlier than expected rate hikes.
Last month, the government of Singapore imposed residential property curbs to cool down the rising prices. How will this impact the Malaysian local property players who have projects in the city-state?
The Singapore government actually, you know, raised the additional buyer stamp duty, ABSD, by 5 percentage points for second property onwards for citizens and PRs, 10 percentage points for foreigners. They also adjust or tighten the TDSR, the total debt servicing ratio, at the same time also increase housing land supply. Now, these measures are largely targeted to regulate investment demand, which accounts for roughly about 40% of total demand based on our estimate. And developers with projects in Singapore, like, you know, Sunway, iProp, will be affected over the near term. But we think, you know, this impact will likely be temporary because, you know, Singapore is, you know, is a relatively stable country with very steady economic growth, is positioned as an international financial hub, strong regulations, tax structures, and safety. You know, all this should continue to outweigh the increased investment costs for foreigners over the medium to long term.
Kotwin, can I ask, do you think Malaysian property will still be a good hedge against inflation?
Well, you know, during the previous rounds of inflation upcycle in 2011 and early 2014, property prices increased more materially and developers were able to enjoy the increased demand for property driven by the inflation hedge. This is in view of their very good property sales and earnings growth back then. And also, you know, commodity oil was probably the key commodity that had a significant price increase, while other commodity and building material prices were relatively stable then. More importantly, the supply conditions in the property market were more conducive. But, you know, the inflation upcycle this round may not translate to substantial demand and earnings growth, largely because of the sharp increase in building material costs that started since second quarter last year. The protracted supply disruptions alongside a stronger pickup in demand post-lockdown were the key factors, you know, driving the price hikes in commodities such as crude oil, steel, copper, and aluminium. You know, all these are the key components in housing development. And this has resulted in spiraling effects among the consumer products as well. So, you know, I just want to compare the difference between now and then. So this round, you know, we have all kinds of building materials that are seeing, you know, significant price increase. And now, you know, as economic growth has just started to recover from the pandemic, which has yet to come to an end, and given the persistent oversupply condition, we do not think the developers will be able to pass on the additional building costs via higher property selling prices. And so, you know, in our opinion, real estate, or rather, you know, Malaysian real estate may not be a good asset class to hedge against inflation this time.
And Kwok Hong, what's your call on the sector, your top picks and why?
Yeah, I'm still having neutral call, neutral sector rating. And my topic is Matrix Concept. You know, we like the company for its solid balance sheet, consistent property sales, earnings, cash flow, and dividend delivery. Its exposure to the affordable landed township development is rather strategic. And, you know, this will likely ensure sustainable demand and more importantly, consistent cash flow, like I just mentioned. The company is also rather strong in its ESG and particularly the social pillar that they have been doing thus far.
Kotwin, thanks very much for speaking to us today. That was Loong Kotwin, Head of Regional Property Sector at RHB Research Institute, giving us an outlook on Malaysian property, mentioning Matrix Concept as her top pick at the moment.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.